question was, could you make any observations about what you hope will eventually be the composition subject matter of a typical program?
Well, the subject matter will be principally union.
Because these people come here as union members and we want them
Brandon, to... Brandon, why don't you use one of those mics? Push the button. Why don't you just use one of those mics there?
The subject matter will be the union. The people come here as union members and we hope to stimulate them to constructive activity in the union, and so things that they discuss here will be directly related to the union. I don't mean by that simply narrow contractual matters, though these are obviously at the heart of the union, but ranging over the wide curriculum that is expressed, for example, in the resolutions to a UAW convention. Clearly, in 2 weeks, people cannot get a liberal education, but we think that they can go away from here having had an experience as a result of which they may develop an orientation that resembles the orientation of the historic orientation of the labor movement. And I think that how we will go about doing this, I frankly don't know. We have some notions about how the thing should be formed, but it will be, in traditional educational terms, highly unconventional. And we will take, I hope in this opening period, we will have enough of an period of experimentation so that we can develop some forms. But we take a very tentative and flexible approach. No one has really tried this kind of thing before, and we think it would be foolhardy for us to approach it with some rigid notions about what can be done. I think just one thing in this connection, we pride ourselves in the UAW on the fact that I think we, if we have not led in the labor movement, we at least have been near the leadership of the labor movement in this kind of approach generally in education. And I think the UAW is now often imitated in that field. I hope that the same thing will be true here, that we will develop forms that will be imitated throughout the rest of the labor movement. I hope that doesn't sound vague. I know that sounds vague, but I hope it doesn't sound evasive.
Well, I might add that when Brendan and I brought this basic program, it's even hard to call it an outline, Brendan, to our executive board last week, they at first was considerable skepticism, but after some discussion there was complete agreement that obviously this had to be approached on an experimental basis. We don't want to just set up a series of classes unrelated to one another, but this has got to be a group experience, otherwise it will not justify what we are trying to do.
Leonard, today Doug Fraser endorsed Sandy Levin for the Democratic nomination for governor. Is that a personal endorsement, or is that the choice of the UAW?
No, yesterday there was a meeting of the Michigan State CAP UAW Executive Council. I had been chairman of that council. I resigned, and Doug Fraser was elected in my place, and in that meeting, it was agreed that the UAW would endorse Sandra Levin in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. I understand the announcement was made today. It was supposed to be done with Gus Scholl. It was done with Gus Scholl. Well, it went according to plan. It was not a personal endorsement.
Used, conventions of other organizations or union memberships?
We would certainly be happy to have, with due consideration for our own needs, of course, involvement of fraternal and other organizations. By fraternal, I mean organizations having similar ends that we do, not simply unions, but student groups. We would hope heavily to involve students up here as one way of correcting this generational problem, and other organizations with which we're identified in the fight for social justice. This past week in New York, I visited Roy Wilkins in the NAACP offices, and Bishop Spotswood, the chairman of the board of the NAACP, was there, and I took that opportunity to invite their board to come up here for one of its meetings. And that sort of thing will be done many times.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Is the bar open?
It might cost a little overtime, but the bar is open.
Well, since it's known as Maisie's Bar, I'm sure Emil would agree.
Right down the stairway, right?
Do they know the way?
Bar is right down the stairway from the dining room.
Tell him you got the gate open.